Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sanspans Radio will never win Best Actor. Plumbing the Death Star, Git Posh UK Tour News. It's coming to our last week in this wonderful country. We've managed to scrounge up a few more tickets for both Brighton and Cardiff. Just head to sanspansradio.com/live for where to grab your tickets if you want to come see us. And if you want to send your boys off, we're doing two late-night shows at the Soho Theatre on the 21st and 22nd, aptly titled Plumbing the Death Star Refused to Go to Bed Late Night Farewell Show. All bedtimes are abolished as we talk about spooks, ghouls, and most likely zombie apocalypses, so to grab your tickets, head to sanspansradio.com/live before we leave this country for good.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which character from the TV series Friends would do best when put in a situation that mirrors the Tom Hanks vehicle Castaway?
That was good because it sounded like you were dying as you asked the question.
That was very hard to get out
it
without fucking
painful.
Up the wording.
I Who would do the best or the worst?
Best.
Best.
Well,
are we just going to go through them all?
Yes.
No. That's fair. Right.
We'll start right. with, you know what? Best place to start is the person who won the best friend award in Friends.
Yeah.
Monica. Let's start with Monica.
All right. So, the events of Castaway.
So wait, are we going from the very beginning?
Yes.
Does Monica have to deliver a package?
Yeah,
to be honest,
FedEx now.
Someone getting that anal about the delivery, that really only mirrors one person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Monica, she nails that to a fucking T.
Yeah.
She's like, I mailed this stopwatch to me, and this is like opening up, and this is just not good enough. Joey ain't doing it.
Yeah, that's
Chandler's
true.
Chandler's not doing it. You think fucking Phoebe's doing that? God. There's a bunch of FedEx employees waiting, being like, where is our boss, Phoebe?
Well done. No. For remembering that first scene in Castaway. I just had no idea. I'm like, he crashes a plane. That's where it starts. Castaway multiple times.
So, yes, the only person that actually can fit that scene, the only person that makes sense with is Monica.
No, I reckon there's two. And I reckon that the other person that would be in that exact situation is Monica's brother, famous dickhead worst person in the world, Ross.
Absolutely.
Yeah, look, yeah. Because
Ross...
I'm trying to think of...
You know what?
Oh, he's mean. He's cruel. Yeah.
Yeah, also,
it fits Ross's
he's
MO.
He's a nasty man.
He's rude.
And Chandler as well, I can imagine being this situation, only because it would be less him... Chandler would go in trying not to cause a fuss.
Yeah.
But would end up accidentally causing a fuss.
He'd be like, how many hours was this meant to be delivered? It's 13. Have a look at the watch. Oh, 15 hours.
Do you think that's good? Tell me if that's good.
Think that's a really good thing?
There we go. So there's three. So should we just draw a line in the sand through people that wouldn't clear this hurdle and therefore wouldn't be put in a situation?
So it's more of a, what do you call it? Like a sudden death, as it were.
Okay. Yeah, and the first hurdle is the biggest hurdle, almost. So
it shouldn't be, but it is.
Holding down a job.
Joey's not holding down a job.
Phoebe's not holding down a job. Rachel has in the past.
Rachel has been known to cause a fuss, and surprise fifth contender, Gunther.
All right.
Yeah, I think right now we can just knock off
Can we
Phoebe
chuck in
Joe.
Paul Rudd?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
As long as we can throw in Tom Selleck as
well.
Yeah,
done.
All right.
Sick. Deep Friends cuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
I regret them because I don't know... no. I lie. That was a lie straight to your face, Jackson. I know friends.
I figured you do.
All right. So, well, first off, keeping a job, first off, is what we need to be sort of...
Focusing our attention on.
So
absolutely.
Joey knows that. But Phoebe has kept down a job as a masseuse for a long time.
Yes, yeah, that's true. But then also to get in these situations, Phoebe will not. She'll be like, oh, the package is late. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck the cops.
Is there a cat? Yeah. I'll sing a song. Smelly cat or whatever.
Done.
What did you eat?
And the employees are just going to be like, were we chastised? I don't know.
I don't understand why you run this company.
All right, so Joey and Phoebe, right out.
Yeah?
Before we go any further, this episode, for anyone who was born later than like 1994, is going to be the hottest nonsense of just things being said.
We just got to hope that people like
what?
People like listening to our voices enough that they're like, I don't care that I don't know what they're saying. I'm just appreciating that they're talking.
I'm sad that FedEx hasn't gone under. Has it gone under?
When
was the last time you heard about FedEx?
That being said, Australia Post delivers our packages.
That's
not
true.
FedEx.
Yeah,
I think most things are at Amazon. Is it not Amazon eating all the FedExes in the world?
Has FedEx
gone under?
Under.
I reckon it has.
No, it hasn't.
Damn it! It's not got a clear answer from the Google.
He just keeps making
Yeah, that's not.
No, because if it had gone under, that would be like the top search result.
Yeah.
Look, I think FedEx still. Chug it around.
Yeah. Sadly, your fantasies haven't played out yet of FedEx going bankrupt.
That's disappointing.
One day.
Hopefully, soon.
Joey can't hold down a job.
No. So and none of them are yelling at their employees. No.
Except for
Ross. 100% yelling.
Yeah.
Monica.
I mean, it depends what kind of Monica, because you can get Monica who is...
Nah, stressed Monica. Think about when she's a chef. She's yelling.
Think about when she's a chef. She has a huge problem because she can't yell at her staff.
But then she learns to.
So it depends which Monica.
I'm assuming it depends if she wants to make friends or if she wants to prove a point.
She wants to prove
but
a
she
point.
But she also likes to yell at her friends.
Yeah.
She does.
And we have to assume that we're getting each F-R-I-E-N-D at their prime.
Yeah.
Peak Monica.
So I think Monica
Paul Rudd
would be maybe trying to like maybe be friends with them, and then like halfway through that speech is realizing some of them are just checking their phones,
and she's not happy about that. She's going to snap. She yells.
Yeah, maybe she fires Joey, who is in
the
employee as a good example.
I'd fire Joey the moment I met him.
Hey, I'm Joey Tribbiani. Hey, you're fired.
Nah.
How you doing? You're destitute. That's how you're doing.
All right, Rachel.
Yeah, I think Rachel could go either way. So I say
she can
keep her in.
She stays at FedEx.
Yeah.
Stays at FedEx. Gets on that plane.
Yeah. Paul Rudd.
You're gonna have to help me here because
Paul Rudd was Phoebe's boyfriend and then eventually husband.
But I don't remember his character.
Well, let's just go for Paul Rudd the man.
Oh, okay. Paul Rudd the man can hold down a job, has been a successful actor for quite some time.
Paul Rudd's got
He was very charming.
Yeah, absolutely.
As Paul Rudd, but also in...
when Paul Rudd famously played Paul Rudd in real life.
Yeah.
Charming.
But also in the Friends.
Do you remember his character's name?
Paul?
God, we're fucked.
Paul Rudd.
Look, Paul Rudd will do us. I think Paul Rudd can deal with it.
I tried to pull Siri up, but I accidentally just pulled up my bank card. Tried to pay past the microphone. Paul Rudd, look, we know that Paul Rudd can hold down a job.
He's what Paul Rudd character do we know the most about right now?
So Ant-Man seems like an obvious choice, but I'm going to go with I Love You, Man.
Ah, good choice.
Loves the band Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Can hold down a job because he's a bit too wound up. He doesn't have time for a best man in that film.
Sure.
So then he meets not Seth Rogen, the other one that's like Seth Rogen.
I don't know.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Penis Boy.
What?
Oh, what is his name? Marshall from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. Yep.
Jason
Segel.
Yeah, it was a Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
My
we got there.
Paul Rudd go-to currently is, and I've not watched it, but on Netflix, I see the advertisement for the movie Mute. and the advertisement is Paul Rudd's face with a big mustache. So that's what I'll be using as my frame of reference.
Is that
Which is good, because that wipes out Tom Selleck, because his only defining thing is he had a mustache. We've combined two characters and therefore shortened the list.
That's true.
Okay, perfect. Like, Mute's not a good film.
Well, I've not seen it, so that doesn't, for me...
His name is Mike, by the way. Okay. Mike Hannigan.
No, his name's Paul, idiot.
Okay, I love you, man, Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I love you, man, Paul Rudd, brackets mustache.
Brackets mustache.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a mustache in that, but he's got mustache in... Oh, you're just putting a mustache on my version?
No, well, because I'm... If we're going for our closest frame of reference, mine is a still image of Paul Rudd with a mustache. So that's where I'm going to be basic, because I've not seen I Love You, Man.
Mm. Oh, it's a
great
film.
Also not seen I Love You, Man. Mine was going to be Grown Ups.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one where he ends up going to a LARP dressed as Kiss?
Young Adults? Is that, not Young Adults. 30? Now
models.
We're 30?
Role Model.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
All right. Good.
Stifler's there too.
To put Roll. Stifler
in. Stifler can't hold down a job. Cross him out.
Stifler. Right, Stifler. Cross Stifler
cross
out.
Yes.
Good.
All right. Done. Gunther?
Jason Biggs.
Who?
Jason, the guy who fucks the pie in American Pie.
Yeah. All right. Why, we putting him down?
No, I was just asking.
What about him?
You're asking what?
What about Jason?
Can he hold on a job?
No.
No, he fucks pies too much.
He's got an addiction to pie fucking.
Well, just tell your mother we ate it.
Is he the boyfriend in Drag Me to Hell? He's not.
No, that's Justin Long.
Okay. Yeah. Justin Long?
He'd sell you a Mac.
He would say you're Mac.
He was the Mac guy, yes.
Justin Long, brackets, Mac guy.
Okay, that's enough.
All right.
Slash.
Yeah.
Drag Me to Hell guy.
Yeah.
Drag Me to Hell.
Because that's where I best know him from.
Yeah, well.
Spoilers, has a bad time.
Yeah.
Well, and what about Tom Selleck, a.k.a. Dr. Richard Burke?
No, because Richard Burke doesn't make the cut because we now have Paul Rudd with a mustache.
Because of Mute. Because of a still image of Mute.
He plays not a good man in that film.
I'm
anyway.
Just basing it on the still
that's right,
image
and I love
of his
you,
face.
Man. He plays a lovable stiff.
All right.
Who then loosens up because of his new friend, Jason Segel.
And Gunther, finally.
And Gunther. Yes,
and
Gunther can hold down a job.
Yeah. All right. So they're holding down a job. Gunther, though, I don't know if he could yell at the employees.
But if you told him that, hey, if you hold down this job, you'll be friends with the friends.
Yeah.
You've been included in this because...
Good point.
We'd be like, hey, Joey and Phoebe didn't make the cut, so we got a big opening here.
Would you like to hop on in? He'll do whatever it takes.
I feel like I've seen him yell in some point.
I feel like
something.
Gunther is a tightly wound coil.
Oh, isn't he? Doesn't he have no backbone and then all of a sudden has a backbone sometimes?
Yeah. Sometimes he's like... They like make fun of him the whole episode. Then at the end, he's like, "No, I'm not doing." Like he pulls the old switcheroo.
Mm. Yeah.
Pulls the rug out from under him. All so right. Hurdle one is holding on a job.
Paul Rug.
All right. Next hurdle.
We're recording this at 12:30 a.m. By the way,
is the next hurdle a plane crash?
It sure is.
Surviving it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the sad one.
Some people are going to die in a plane crash right now. We just got to cop it. That's life.
I think Rachel's dying.
All right. Well, to be honest, I also was thinking Rachel's copping shit.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
I believe Ross Geller will put other people.
Ross Geller
and
Monica.
On the bodies of those who are drowning. Yeah.
Ross
so that he can get air.
And Monica will survive.
Yep. They will eat the bodies of
they
their
will
fallen
do
comrades.
What it takes.
They will share Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Geller is a selfish man, and Monica is not far behind.
Yep. Paul Rudd with a mustache in I Love You, Man, and maybe some Kiss makeup.
Yeah. He's a bad bloke and Mute, apparently.
Yeah. And how?
What type of bad bloke?
Well, spoilers for a film no one's going to see, but he's the one that, like, kills his ex.
Oh, I see. So villain.
And covers up for a pedophile.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Let's kill him in the
plane
crash.
Best friend is a pedophile.
Let's kill him in the plane crash.
Yeah.
But in I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
All right, so
he's a role model.
The mustache falls off in the plane crash.
We shed the bad bloke.
No.
Burnt off.
Yeah.
Mustache.
Burnt
Perfect.
Off by exhaust fumes. Oh, I'm a good bloke now.
Yeah, I love Rush. Slap of the bass.
All right, that's good.
Good.
That's a reference to a film neither of you have seen.
No.
Not at all.
Does
he just
not
loves
float.
The song Tom Sawyer by Rush.
That's great.
And he keeps miming playing bass and keeps saying slap of the bass. And Jason Segel's like, that's... culturally inappropriate almost. He's like, no, I just love bass. It's good. Just get him to loosen up.
Okay,
Jason Segel has a man cave.
Gunther.
Yes, he will. He would eat the bodies of his enemies.
I feel like Gunther just slides out like a slippery worm and he's fine.
If Gunther behaved like a snake,
yeah,
I wouldn't be too surprised. If he just like slithered. Yeah, if he was just like secretly very slimy.
He's a slippery boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair. Or no bones, like at all.
Not a single bone in his body.
If it just was discovered that he was a snake,
yeah,
yes!
Be like a snake wearing a skin suit of sorts,
as it
be
were.
Like, yes, I guess that snake knew how to make coffee.
I can
and longed
that.
After Rachel. But now he's unhinged his jaw and eating her whole.
So in the plane crash, Gunther sheds his mortal form. So cross out Gunther, write snake Gunther. Good. Or Gunther Viper. Either are fine.
Dodge Viper.
Gunther Viper.
Yeah, good.
Perfect. All right. And Justin Long, Matt Guy / Drag Me to Hell.
He is very, very, very unlucky in Drag Me to Hell. His girlfriend gets dragged to hell. Spoilers for a movie that, if you haven't seen, fucking watch.
But when he's the Matt guy, he's always better than
a
the
very
PC
smug
guy,
though.
Oh, yeah. Very smug.
Yeah, but he comes out on top every time.
When in Drag Me to Hell, he doesn't get dragged to hell. He just watches someone he loves die.
Yeah,
so
but
really,
that's also a blessing because he's kind of cursed by her being cursed.
Yeah. So honestly, he's quite lucky.
There's a talking goat in that film.
There he is.
So I say he comes out fine from the plane crash.
Probably
in both situations, he comes out fine. Because Matt guy, he's always coming out on top. And in Drag Me to Hell, he kind of comes out on top.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that we're considering Drag Me to Hell coming out on top.
Well, he doesn't get dragged to hell.
I mean, he's sad. Obviously, his partner got dragged to hell.
And
he saw it, too.
He has a bad time.
He can't even be like, huh. He also gave her the button back that brought back the curse.
Look, he's unhappy. He's
and
got
he's unlucky, but like
with,
he's passed it on.
Yeah, but he's no longer unlucky. Yeah. He's not cursed.
Yeah, I feel like he strolls out of the plane being like, shit.
That was crazy. Thank God I'm a Mac.
Steps over Gunther Viper.
Every time does he succeed, does a PC guy die?
Like, a PC guy is being dragged to hell?
Like a massive piece of rebar goes into the middle of his skull, of the PC guy's skull, just missing him. That's what I like to think.
Yep.
Is that the list?
Yep.
All right, so wash up on an island.
Wash up an island. That's very
easy.
They
can all do that.
First task from memory is making a fire.
Yeah.
Right? Or is the first task collecting your shit?
I think collecting your shit. Because they basically float
all night.
Up
on the shore. Mm-hmm. Do they need to swim far?
Not really, because they wash up on a life raft.
Okay, how do they cling to the life raft?
They just cling onto it, mate.
With hands?
Yes.
Got some bad news. We got another casualty on our hands.
Oh, nah. Snakes can swim, mate.
Yeah, snakes swim like this.
Also, that snake, that long viper can wrap around that raft.
Yeah.
Or a bit of driftwood now. In fact, it
undulates through the water.
I doubted our new snake friend, but I'm glad he made it.
He's a champion. He'll
survive. The next one
is
we'll be exploring the island.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I feel Ross may trip and eat shit.
No, he's a paleontologist.
Oh, fuck, he is too. He knows his way around a dig site.
But he's also a whiny baby. So
yeah, he'd be annoying.
He might just sit on the island and complain. Oh, that's the noise he'll make.
That is a very David. Oh my God, David Schwimmer, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Oh, Rachel. That's him.
I miss my wife.
Oh, it's hot. My pants are ragged.
Every time I meet a woman, she hates me, and I blame them.
Why do women hate me? That's Ross Geller, so he's not exploring the island. He's just sitting there.
Sulking about women.
Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
Does anyone end up eating shit by exploring the island?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
I just can't imagine that.
Unless, I mean, Justin Long gets dragged to hell or something, but I doubt it.
I don't think he's still...
All right. So now, like, they're all basically gathering the packages that have fallen. There's a corpse of a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther Viper's probably eating that.
Sure.
That's real good. Now, the next, I guess, hurdle, I would say, is the attempt to swim out to sea, but failing, like Tom Hanks does.
Okay.
So, who wouldn't fail swimming out into the open ocean through pure tenacity and therefore dying?
Goodness. Okay.
Who has that willpower to realize that, like, this isn't a bad idea and keep soldiering
on? As we just established, humans, fine at swimming. Snakes, great at swimming.
So good.
Gunther might snake his way to sea.
Yeah. He might try and make an escape attempt with his life raft and just kind of keep swimming and like overcome that problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just keep swimming and now he's like a shark.
Yeah, Gunter might end up just eating shit in open ocean.
I reckon. Because of Gunter's tenacity, I reckon he's going to fuck this up.
I reckon there's two casualties here.
Yeah.
Gunther, rest in peace.
Yeah.
I hope he comes back, but unfortunately, snakes don't come back from the dead very often.
Yeah.
And our very smug friend, Justin Long.
Why do you say hit that?
Because he thinks he can do everything better.
That's true.
That is true. He'd get on the remnants of his life raft.
He sees a PC guy drown in the sea.
Yeah.
And he's like,
PC guy comes back.
But PC guy's like, hey, I'm going to swim to sea. He drowns. Justin looks like, should have got a Mac. And he starts swimming. And he also
overcomes that powerful surf.
Well, he doesn't drown. He makes it.
Yeah.
Justin Long swings back to America.
Yeah. Gunther and Justin Long, they could both overcome that powerful surf.
Actually, I think Justin Long might drown, but Gunther makes it back.
Gunther makes it back to the shores of America.
So, like, in hurdle, like, two or three, Gunther is like, A-okay.
Yeah.
Which, good for, like, Gunther, but... We're not mirroring.
Yeah, no, that's true.
We've got to try and fail. Yeah. So I think Justin Long as well. He's trying and succeeding.
Absolutely.
Not to cross you out, boy.
Justin Long and Snake Gunter make it to America. Make it to the shining shores.
They're alive and well. And they're like, the land of the free. I learned no lessons.
Gotta
keep back on time, you know?
Gunter slithers into a little cave somewhere.
Slithers into Central Park, punches back on, continues his shift.
Clocks on.
Joey
again.
And Phoebe are there, and they're like, Gunter,
what's happening?
I ate Rachel. Did you eat Rachel?
Oh my god, you're a snake! That was Chandler.
Oh, I knew you were. Chandler's on the island.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, he is too. I just forgot to write him down.
Oh my god!
Sneaky Chandler. Would he have survived the plane crash?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, surprise contender, Chandler.
Chandler would come out like with his shirt all torn off and be like, nah, this is my favorite shirt.
Yeah.
All right, okay. They search for food, water, and shelter. And they open a lot of packages, but they don't open one package. Who isn't opening a package? Ross is opening that package.
Yeah, absolutely. Ross is going to pack.
Maybe it's something that they can eat.
Maybe it's a letter from a girl that I love.
Rachel.
Maybe it's Rachel.
We were on a break. He just screams that into the sea.
Yeah, so I reckon Ross is opening that package.
Absolutely.
So I'm sorry, Ross.
I'm not sorry.
The
Ross.
Moment they don't,
I'm sorry you survived the plane crash.
The moment
Ross.
They don't mirror, do they die? Like when Ross opens the package, he's like,
gets dragged to hell.
Ross dragged to hell.
I like that Gunther swam back to America.
He's fine.
Not dragged to hell, just Ross.
All right, well, they're opening a package. So maybe it's like say, it's a jack-in-the-box.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's a spring-loaded knife.
Yeah.
He opens it in his face.
No, between, just, I like
and
that.
Then dragged to hell.
Yes, good. As long as he's getting
if
dragged to
die,
hell.
If they die, they get dragged to hell.
Yeah, but if they make it back to America...
They're in the clear.
Good
for
that.
They just get to live the plot of Coming to America.
Yeah. So, Ross, he's opening that package. In fact, it's probably the first thing he opens.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ross, I just think he opens all packages.
Yeah.
And then when there's nothing to help him, he gets, you know, because when Tom Hanks opens all those packages, he uses them in unique ways, the things he's found in them. And I just don't think Ross has that kind of brain.
I don't think Chandler would open the package because I think he'd be stubborn because he'd be like, this fucking package is the reason I'm here.
Yeah. I'm going to deliver this package. One package. Plus, I don't care what's in it. This is my hope.
I think Chandler's also the kind of guy that's like, I can do it without opening the packages. You know what I mean?
100%.
He's a cocky lad. He's like, I got this.
And Monica?
I don't think she's opening... Oh, she's curious.
She is curious.
But if she knew it was going to get her in trouble at work, she wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's true.
If Rachel was still around, Rachel would. Because she just couldn't contain that.
Sadly, she's dead.
Phoebe. She died. Yeah, same with Phoebe.
But they're back at home.
Phoebe's at Central Perk being
honestly, thank goodness they couldn't hold down a job.
That's the lesson to learn here.
Absolutely.
Now, Paul Rudd from I Love You Man or either from Role Models.
I don't think he would. Yeah. I just don't think he
I love you, man. Paul Rudd would not.
Yeah. No. He'd be like, that's someone else's
models,
stuff.
Probably not either.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad he's alive.
All right. Me too.
Is that everyone?
Okay. That's everyone.
All right.
So we've got Chandler Bing, Monica, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
What a strange team. We've lost so many people.
I like the cast of new friends.
Me too. I miss
N-U-F-E-N-D-S.
New fans. Welcome to New Fans.
And all right, so now, like, they make a fire.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, he receives a deep wound in his hand.
Okay.
Okay. So, who is making a fire but making it poorly that would stab themselves in the hand?
Well, Chandler, definitely.
100% Chandler, yes.
Chandler just goes fucking buck wild on that
he
fire.
He makes that fire. And, ah, he gets a big gash in his hand.
Paul Rudd, I reckon, would too.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a goofball.
He's a goofball.
He's lovable, but he's not competent.
He's a bit uptight in I Love You Man at first, but also he's so dedicated to the thing. He wouldn't know how to start a fire, but would try real hard. Yeah. Monica, on the other hand,
I think
she would be scot-free and therefore, unfortunately...
I don't know. I think that she probably also doesn't know how to like light a fire, and she'll keep trying to the point where she does hurt her hand.
Mm.
Now, that's a good point. Monica, she's not an outdoorsy kind of gal.
That's true, but she works in a kitchen, so she might... But then there's a very big
difference. Very rarely in the kitchen are they like, look, we just don't have any grills or burners,
can you
Monica.
Please...
Can you just do it with two pieces of wood to cook this turkey? Mm. So...
Cutting her hand.
So, yeah, she's cutting her... Because the reason we need that important hand cut is because then we get a new best friend, Wilson.
Yeah, that's true.
New best friend
so,
Wilson.
New best friend, Wilson. Mate, you know who's making the best new best friend, Wilson? Chandler Bing. New Joey. Back.
Absolutely.
Now Chandler Bing has Joey.
Well, real Joey's just drinking coffee with Snake Gunther, calling him new Chandler. Snake Chandler.
I love you, Snake Chandler.
I'm Snake Chandler. Could I be wearing any more skin?
Oh, in my mind, Gunther was just a snake. I genuinely was imagining.
Oh yeah,
don't
say. Okay, good. Yeah, segment with a
with Gunther's head.
Yeah. Oh, I just had Gunther's face.
Just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
With a big.
Monica's
tongue.
Got a new Rachel.
Yeah, Monica that's does true. Have a new Rachel.
And Paul Rudd's he's got a new
Jason
Segel.
And if Ross was still here, he'd have a new Ross.
If you were stranded on a desert island, Dusha, would you make a Jackson or a Zam? Choose wisely.
I feel like if I was like, oh, a new Jackson slapped my bloody hand on it, it would just deflate.
Deflate, wind would take it into the sea or into a big hole.
Into a big hole, and I go to fetch it out and fall in.
I would get it with both hands on either side and be like, Joel.
Friends. Hey, idiots, you got one friend, I made two. These are Joel's.
These are Joel's. I can never look at both of them.
Okay. Next thing, you got to have a bit of a downward depression.
Okay.
You know, you got to calculate that for them to find where he is, they got to search an area twice the size of Texas, making him very, very doubtful that they'll ever be found.
So you got to lose hope.
Got to lose hope. Chandler Bing, he's 100%, lost hope.
He's lost hope before he even looks.
Chandler's like, I'm dead. He's like, I will not survive this. I will not survive this.
Bleak. Chandler, would he kill himself?
No, I don't think so.
Loves himself a bit too much.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that point.
Oh, wait,
there is a moment.
Yeah.
That's right. Wait.
I want to watch Castaway now.
So good.
That movie's fucking great.
You know what?
I remember I went to see it in the cinema.
Yeah.
And then you know that cut where it's like 4 years later?
Yeah.
The cinema groaned.
Really?
Yeah. And I can understand why, because this whole market is like, yeah, we're going to see this man survive on this island. And it's like, 4 years later, jump cut? What?
Yeah,
excuse me?
Fair.
And it's just like, yeah, I guess. Like, no, fuck you, a montage. Let's have a title cut. Yeah.
We were 9 when this film came out. You're old.
I guess.
Idiot.
I would have been...
I guess
14.
I'm going to be the ball.
Your deflated ball killed me.
I like to imagine as I try to make you two, I instead of doing an open palm, I do like a duck beak and I pierce the ball. Fuck!
Burst blows your hand off somehow.
And then I jam my stump into a rock into a smiley face and I'm like, you'll just be both Joels.
Yeah, good.
All right, so Chandler Bing's given up hope. Monica. Is she giving up hope?
She would be very stubborn and march around the island. And yeah, I reckon she'd give up hope. She loses hope pretty often.
Yeah. Yeah, no. True. She's like, yeah, what's the point? Yeah.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah, again. And I love you, man, because he's kind of like, I don't have any friends.
Yeah. Well, again, he's probably giving up hope as well. Yeah. Now, there is that moment when, you know, unfortunately, you know, Tom Hanks from Castaway, he looks up and there's like that noose where he almost gave up complete and utter hope but didn't go through with it.
Yeah.
So I reckon all these people are very much high on, like, you know, the contender here to give up that much hope, but also not to go through with it. I reckon Chandler's like, no.
Yeah.
Monica's like, no. Paul Rudd, I haven't seen those movies. Dusha?
Oh.
Is that a swinging skeleton?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because Paul Rudd also has a wife.
I don't see any of these people. They will lose hope, but they will not lose confidence in themselves. So they'll be like, no one's coming for me, but I'll survive on this island.
Mm.
Is I feel the mentality.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It hasn't been long enough for them just to kill themselves for something to do.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
4 years later. All right, so now we've got 4 years. Who's surviving on that island for 4 years?
Monica, yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know about Chandler.
Yeah, I don't think Chandler will. Chandler's, he's careless.
He is careless.
Chandler's getting swept away by a rock and eaten by a shark.
Potentially swept away by a rock.
That's unpacked.
Landslide.
Well, okay, twist. All right. Well, basically, you have to. You're 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So all you have to do really is have
eat,
some
sleep,
rave,
repeat.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So have some a very tiny tiger, meager living conditions.
Yeah.
And become adept at spearfishing. And making fires.
Okay.
So I think at this point, they're all very good at making fires. At this point, probably living conditions, fine. This is a bit of like frond.
Yeah, yeah.
Spearfishing, though.
I can imagine Chandler being real bad at it.
Yeah, yeah. I see Monica being good at it. Paul Rudd, who knows?
He's good at slapping the bass.
It's the same principle.
Oh, wait, no. In Role Models, he's good because he larps.
Yeah, that's true.
He does.
It's the same basic principle.
Well, pretending to hit a bloke. No, hitting a bloke with a sword versus hitting a fish with a spear, same shit.
Same basic principle.
Well, that's about the same principle because you're going to be doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Have you ever LARPed? I haven't, but it seems long.
No, it's just, look, I agree. This is now my defense of Chandler Bing because he's on the cutting block right here. And I'm like, I want to save this boy.
Yeah, sure.
Because I like the idea of him arguing with Wilson / Joey.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, in that case, yeah, he's fine.
So I'm just wondering because, again, you're going to be there with this spear. Just
actually
tucking it into the.
If we go by storylines in Friends, he'd be frustrated and then all of a sudden he'd get a lucky break.
He would get a
He'd accidentally
spear a whale and be fed for a year.
Just like our own narrative, where we're giving him a lucky break.
Yeah.
He gets a lucky break with his spear.
Absolutely.
Fishing.
I like that every episode of Friends are like, Chandler would probably die in this situation. Nah, let's give him a lucky break.
Yeah.
Want to see what him and Joey do.
Which episode of Friends does Chandler nearly die
All
in?
Of them. Every single
that's
one.
That's right. I forget.
Yeah. Remember
you know the
that?
One where he almost dies yet again?
Yeah, that's right.
The one where Chandler almost dies? The one where Chandler almost dies again? The one with the prom video in brackets and Chandler almost dies?
So if you get a TV Tropes and you type in Chandlering, it's a term for a character that nearly always dies.
It's when a character fan favorite is just put on a chopping block every episode, but the writers just write him out. See, the Doctor and Chandler Bing.
Cannot die. Always free
Immortal, basically. All right, and then that brings us to, you know, regular conversations and arguments with their, I guess, their Wilson of choice.
Well, look, Monica and Rachel don't argue that much, but it does happen.
Yes.
You know.
Chandler, Bing, and Joey.
That's the argument sense.
They
sleep
with each other's girlfriends.
That's the best kind of arguing.
Yeah, but it's friendly arguing. You know what I mean?
It shouldn't be. One of them sits in a box. Both of them sit in a box. Separate times.
They're just children.
They are.
But yeah, look, they do argue, but again, it's the kind of banter you want almost. Yeah.
Paul Rudd and Jason Segel also argued. Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott also argued, depending on which friend we gave him. I'm pretty sure we gave him Jason Segel.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So
again, which is good, because my memory of that film is better than my memory of Role Models.
Thank God.
Yeah, good. So now we've got 4 years of this arguing of, say, you know, and conversation with their other. Now, how's that going to go down? Are they going to cop it? They're going to cop it sweet?
I think so. I think, like, you know, we have a lot of friendly arguments, and if I had Joel on a rock, sorry, that I'd painted with my stump, and it was like, hey, fuck you, you're dumb, fish better, I'd be like, yeah, well, it's just like old times.
It's like an episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a big burp or something. Yeah. Yeah, this is good.
Exactly.
All right, so then a large section of portable toilets just wash up on the island, and they got to use that to construct a raft. And spend some time building, stocking up, that kind of stuff.
Is there a scene, am I imagining this? Because I assume you have the Wikipedia page. Right?
Sure do.
Is there a scene where Tom Hanks stabs himself in the foot with a spear?
Potentially. Like, I don't
remember
that.
Like, is he fishing, he stabs himself in the foot, and then he's like, I got to get off this island. Did I imagine that?
I don't know, man.
Anyway, all right, sure, never mind.
Toilet construction raft. Toilet raft construction.
So, Monica, great cook.
Great cook.
Is it a thing that she's not a great handy person? Like she's not super good with construction? I kind of remember that being a thing.
But I think that after 4 years of the island, she'd probably be good with her hands. Otherwise, she's not surviving that four years.
That's true.
Plus, she's got a lot of determination.
Yeah.
She's so determined.
But is she so determined that she will go out in a slapshod boat? Because she's like...
No, but she will make it pretty good.
Yeah, all right, okay.
I reckon this might be where we lose Paul Rudd.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I don't think that his character in I Love You Man has like a music job, I think. Not great with his hands there.
Yeah. Not much of a sailor.
Not much of a sailor.
Yeah. This is where you need Joey. Joey knows how to sail.
He LARPs, but at no point in that LARP does he construct anything. He just puts on KISS makeup.
Yeah, that's barely LARPing.
Yeah, yep. Sorry.
Unless he's LARPing as a member of KISS.
Well... I guess Paul Rudd, he mightn't die, but he lives out the island. Lives the rest of his days on the island.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
shitting in a portable toilet.
Sorry, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Now, all right, so they construct their raft, they go out.
We've got the gallows.
Yeah. So now they're going out, they're working.
We keep forgetting about Ross.
No, he's dead.
Oh, wait, no, sorry.
Yeah, okay, we don't have the gallows.
We've got
Ross,
we
got dragged to hell.
We've got the Bings.
The Bings.
They're a couple. That's crazy.
So now we've got they go out to sea. Things unfortunately happen. Storm happens. Whatever. Then like a whale comes along and kind of makes a thing or whatever. And that's when old mate realizes that Wilson's fucked off.
No, he's just asleep. Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Wilson falls off at a certain point.
So Wilson falls off at a certain point, and Tom Hanks is like, "I want to save you, but I can't.
I've got to save myself.
I've got to save myself." Now, which one of our idiots would try and now save?
Chandler,
good friend,
100%
Wilson slash Joey slash Rachel.
Saving.
So I think Chandler's going after his Joey ball.
Absolutely. And Chandler drowns saving his Joey ball.
Yeah, 100%.
Joey lives, though.
Yeah.
As much as I want to say Chandler would not be an idiot and go out, he's just too close to Joey. And I think he's gone.
Can you write down Joey ball?
Because that's going to come in handy later.
Yeah.
Joey ball. And Monica and Rachel.
Yeah,
Monica is there, and she sees Rachel floating out at sea.
She'd be upset, but she would know that Rachel would be understanding.
Yeah.
I also think Monica has the wherewithal to be like, that's not Rachel. Mm-hmm. It's a ball. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Rachel, I watched Rachel die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I saw Rachel die in the plane.
And then get eaten by Gunther.
It's weird that they all ended up on separate islands. God, I hope Gunther made it to America, is what she says. And she sails from Ross.
I kind of like to think they're the same raft or whatever. There's like Rachel. No, there's Monica and Chandler there. So they see Joey Ball go. Monica's like, "Oh, it's all right, husband. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's dived in.
Rest in peace."
God, I hope Joey Ball makes it to America.
So I guess, I think Monica's going to be, "Oh, I'm so sorry, Rachel, but..."
So we're down to just Monica, but does she survive the rest of the events?
Yeah. Does she survive the rest of the events? Okay.
I don't think there's that many left.
Not many left, to be honest, because she's got to cry. Well, I think she'd have a big cry.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Rachel Ball
is gone.
It'd
be a great big sitcom cry, which is very funny. It wouldn't be like the gutter, you know, like the classic like sitcom, mm-hmm.
yep.
quite fake. Yeah. That's the kind of cry we're getting
gonna,
here.
She's going to cry and collapse in the raft, just like good friend Tom Hanks.
T. Hanks.
And later, a passing cargo ship finds them.
Mm-hmm. I'm very
and then
happy.
And she has to deliver the package.
Monica's delivering that.
Monica's delivering that.
It's funny.
Joey Ball, not.
No.
But Joey Ball makes it to America.
No, yeah.
Because
this is what happens. Set the scene. Central Perk. Monica enters. Everyone, who's there but Joey and Phoebe and Snake Gunther? And they're like, oh my God, Monica, you survived. We thought there was only one survivor. And then they gesture to the couch. And who is it but Joey Ball?
Joey's like, my twin brother. Hey, there's two Joeys now.
How we doing?
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And then they all laugh and Monica's like, all our other friends are dead.
That one where they get stranded on an island.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps! And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.